Welcome to Christ Exalted Ministries with Pastor David Ramaya. Our mandate is to bring you truth that bless, which will teach you your status in Christ Jesus. In time, you will learn your position, power, and authority in the kingdom of God. For more information, please visit davidramaya.com. Here is Pastor David with today's message. God bless you as you listen and learn.
Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Master, our King, our God. We thank you, O Father God, for your mercy, your grace, your power, your strength. Lord, we thank you for your presence upon us. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you, O Father, how you brought us into your presence through our time of worship. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I bless your holy name. I worship and praise you and thank you. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this people. I thank you that they love you, oh God. They want to be with you. They want to hear from you. They want to receive from you. They want to serve you with all their hearts, oh God. But they need you. They need your strength. They need, oh God, you being available to them on a daily basis and working through them. And God working miracles and wonders and awesome things. God, they want you. I know that because I know this people. So I bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let every powers of hell upon their lives be broken. Let them be loosed in Jesus' name. From every powers of Satan, every hands of the devil, every principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual hosts of wickedness loosed and working in their lives. Every spirit of blindness and deafness, dumbness, darkness of understanding, dumbness of heart, be broken off of them, be removed, be cast into the abyss in Jesus' name. And God, let your children have sight to their eyes, hearing to their ears, light to their understanding, sharpness to their minds, softness to their hearts. Loose their tongues to speak truth. Let every spirit of lies and deception and religiosity be broken off this congregation and this people. Be removed and be cast into the abyss in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, O God. Lord, I pray today that as I open my mouth, you would fill my mouth, you would speak to us. And God, that your children would hear and receive and see and understand, receive into their hearts what you're about to tell us in Jesus' name. That they will catch the vision, O God. They will see, O God. They will have insight into what you show them in Jesus' name. And I know, God, we will all be blessed for it. I thank you. Holy Spirit, we surrender all to you now. Have your way. I pray, O God, that every person in this place who may be ill would be healed. Right now, in Jesus' name. Ailing in any way, pain would leave their bodies. Church, if you have pain anywhere, and you can put your hand there, put your hand. In Jesus' name, I command pain leave right now. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness, disease, I rebuke you. Desist your work in the lives of this people. In Jesus' name, be removed. Be cast into the abyss. In Jesus' name. Abba, Father, your word says you watch over your word and you watch over the words of your servants to perform them. So perform my word, I pray, in Jesus' name. I bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke every sickness and disease that's plaguing them. And I break the powers of these sicknesses and disease. Removing them, I cast them into the abyss. In Jesus' name, I say your children are loosed. They're set free, they're healed, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, let them experience in their bodies right now healing in Jesus' name. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. Spirit of the living God, minister to us now, we ask. And everyone said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to talk about the doorway. The doorway. You know, coming into this sanctuary today, into this building, some of you have keys. I'm positive Pastor Cuevas has a key to this place. He can enter here. Yeah, there's a key. He can enter here anytime. Amen? You came in this morning knowing that when you came to the door, it would be opened. All you need to do is walk in, come in. You perhaps also knew that the heat would be on, the place would be nice and warm, and all of that. But somebody had to have a key to come through here, to open the door. Amen?
Amen.
Our key to entering anything that is God and that is God's is our faith.
Yes.
Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Amen? And so we have to have faith. If you come to God to ask God for something and you don't have faith, will you receive that thing?
No.
No. The Bible says, all things are possible to the one who believes. That's faith. You have to have faith. For anything you need from God, want from God, you must believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You must believe that He's going to give you what you ask. It doesn't matter what it is. Amen. God will never refuse you anything if you ask Him with faith. It doesn't matter what it is. He'll never refuse you. Never, ever, ever, ever refuse you. Don't come to me and say, well, I don't know if it's God's will. Read His Bible from cover to cover. It's the will of God. Where God says, by His stripes you are healed, that's His will. Jesus said, I come to give you abundant life. That's His will. Amen. Whatever is written in there is God's will for you. The thing is that when Paul wrote to the church, he said that I'm planning to come to you. And if it's God's will, I'll come. And then so what we do is, well, not me, but, you know, the churches have done, and most. Everything, they put it to everything. If it's God's will, then you're going to get healed. If it's God's will, this is going to happen. If it's God's will, if it's God's will, if it's God's will. Well, if we keep going like that, then in the end, nothing is God's will. Just that we get saved, we go to heaven. That's it. Everything else is not God's will. Just want to save you, and you suffer till you die on this earth. How's that? You're going to be in heaven. No, Jesus didn't save you so to go through wrath. The Bible says you're not saved on the wrath. Amen? You're saved, and saved from wrath. So, faith. Faith is your key into all things that's God and that's God's. Amen? Faith. That is your key. And now, you came to this place. And Pastor Cuevas, let's say you came one morning, there's no door. You're probably going to seek for a ladder and try to come through a window, but the windows are locked too. I mean, if there's no door, you can't come in. You may have the key, but if there's no door, you can't come into the place. Do you realize that to every problem you have, and we heard some stuff, our sister leading worship talked a bit about problems, people going through problems, talked about the wars and rumors of wars and all the things that's happening in the world, and problems. Do you realize that there is a doorway into a problem and out of a problem? There's a doorway into it, doorway out of it. A problem could be anything. A problem could be your health, poor health. A problem could be, you know, you're worrying about your health. That's a problem. When you don't have money to pay your bills at the end of the month is a problem. When you don't have, you know, if you have a lack, if you have a need, it's a what? Problem. Right? There is a doorway into that problem. There is a doorway out of that problem. You have the key. You have faith. You've got to find that door. Let's say Pastor Cuevas went next door next Sunday and tried to open those people's door. And there he's put the key in, and he's trying to turn, he's trying to open the door, trying to get in there. And then somebody from next door showed up. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to call the cops. He's breaking into our door. There is a doorway in and out of your problems, especially out of them. There's a doorway into the kingdom of God. There's a doorway to every supply. There's a doorway to every provision. There's a doorway for everything that you need and you will ever need in this life from God. There's a doorway into them all. You've got to go through the right door, or you won't get any of it. A lot of times we try to solve our problems on our own. Well, I'm intelligent enough. I'm smart enough. So, you know, something comes. Sometimes you have a situation. Somebody sends you a bill that you didn't even know you had. You forgot that you bought that thing, or you forgot that you, whatever it is, you know. And then the bill comes, and oh my, I need to pay that thing. And so, because you have the money, you just won't pay the thing. Right? Well, some problems are like that. The problem pops up and you think of it the same way. Well, it's only $200. I'll solve it. I'll go pay it. Right? So you don't seek God for an answer for the problem. You figure it out. Now, some things are simple and easy. We can figure them out just like paying that bill. But there are a lot of problems in life, situations, things that we need the right answer. We need the right direction. We need instruction. We need leading. We need God's help. A lot of times we don't seek Him. We don't ask Him. So you have the key, faith, but you need a doorway. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes not except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. God has given us access into abundant life. God has given you access into abundant life. I have abundant life. Do I look like I have abundant life?
Yes.
Why? Because I'm so dressed up today. I look so nice, sharp. I have this nice red tie, a nice suit. Is that why? My smile, hallelujah. Who said that? Thank you. I have abundant life. I don't own the car that I drive, but I have abundant life. The ministry owns that car. I don't own my own home, I rent, but I have abundant life. Truly. Anything material outside of my clothing and my shoes, you know what I mean, those things. I don't own a thing. I don't own a piece of land. I don't own a house, apartment, a car, a bicycle. I don't have any of those things, but I have abundant life.
Amen.
Because having all those things, your own home, which you should, your own home, you know, your own car, etc., etc., and nice ones too. It's okay to have a nice home. It's okay to drive a nice car.
Yes.
Come on, say it more, you know, with more passion. More.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Do you want to drive a nice car?
Amen.
Yes. I like that. Hallelujah. You want to buy a nice car? But let it buy for you, but he can drive it. You'll sit in the driver's seat. You give some direction. Okay, I'm going to Walmart today, or I'm going there to, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the thing is that I am prospering. I do not look at what I don't have to dictate if I'm prospering or not, church. We have to understand what prosperity is. See, a lot of people point their fingers to these preachers out there that preach faith, etc., etc., and put them all in a basket and call them these hyper... with the prosperity preachers. Listen, I thank God for the majority of those guys who have taught us to believe God. They taught us to believe God. There was a time when I didn't understand those things. I didn't understand that I need to believe God. I need to have faith, and I need to train my mind to believe God, to get into the scriptures and believe what God is saying. I learned it from some of these guys. Yes, there are some people out there who are, you know, out there. Amen. But there's a balance. There is a thing called prosperity. God desires that you prosper, as your soul prospers. God desires that you prosper. Amen. And so I'm prospering. I am in abundant life. God has given us access into abundant life. First and foremost, you have to believe that you have access into abundant life. You have the key of faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. I am sure you were blessed. To learn more about Pastor Ramiah's books, his teachings, and our broadcasts, please go to davidremaya.com. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, you may visit us at the church. All the information is on the website. Until next time, God bless you.